I'd like to invite the children forward. Nora, do you want to come up too? Calvin, I got to tell you, we missed you on Wednesday night. I tried to make our time Wednesday night a little more conversational, and so I was asking the folks some questions, and they were being really shy, and somebody said, "We need Calvin here. Calvin would help us answer some of these questions." Do you think they were tired? Maybe that was it. Maybe that was it. Oh, your mom was tired, that's why. No, no, no. I don't say that to make you feel bad for not coming on Wednesday. I just want you to know that I think everybody out here loves the way that you help us think about things and the way that you ask questions and help us answer them. So I want to see if you can help us think about something today. Do either of you know what a metaphor is? What's a metaphor?
God. It's like an expression. So like, it's not like truthful, like the apple falls far from the tree. It's not like the apple's gonna fall far from the tree, even though that could happen, an apple could fall far from the tree. It's just like it's to express something. It's just convey emotion or...
To convey something, to express something. Do you know what a metaphor is? No? Well, the way that metaphors, I guess I don't need both microphones, do I? The way that metaphors are used in the Bible is they offer us a word picture, right? So I know some of the Bibles that I've given out, they have pictures for you guys, but my Bible doesn't have pictures. And so the words sort of create a picture in my mind. I call them word pictures, those are metaphors. Well, in the gospel lesson that I just read, Jesus gives us a word picture of himself, saying, "Just like a mother hen, I have wanted to gather you like I gather my brood." So I want to say, you know, often in the church, we have thought about God as a father, right? That's what we say in the Lord's Prayer, "Our Father who art in heaven." Jesus even calls God Father. Have you ever thought about God as a mother? Have you? Can you say that again?
Fluid. Does he not even have a gender? Is he just gender fluid?
That's a really good question. So actually, God does not have a gender. Jesus has a gender. Jesus is a male, and so we use he pronouns. But God isn't male or female. But because at the time of Jesus, there wasn't gender-neutral language. Actually, do you want to come sit over here so I can look at you when I talk to you? Because I feel like I can't see you. So, yeah, there wasn't gender-neutral language, and so they had to pick one or the other. And so the writers of Scripture used male pronouns for God. But you're right, God is not male or female, which is part of why I want us to think about what it might look like for us, if we also thought about God as mother. So what are some things that you love about your mom, or that your mom does for you that are comforting or meaningful? What are some things that you're thankful about for your moms?
She understands me more than my dad does.
Okay, so Calvin says his mom understands him more than his dad does. Okay. Is your mom really good at cuddling you and snuggling you? And when she cuddles you and snuggles you, does it feel so comforting and you feel really safe? So our moms know us really well. Sometimes, do you feel like your mom knows what you're feeling and thinking before you even tell her with your words? Like, she just kind of knows? Yeah, she gave birth to you guys. That makes sense. Your mom does know that about you. Does your mom take care of you when you're sick? Well, dad's at work. What kind of things does your mom do when you're sick that make you feel better? She makes you chicken noodle soup. Does she like sit on the couch with you and watch movies or read books to you? Have you ever heard the expression a mama bear? Like somebody might be a mama bear. Is your mom really protective of you? Like if somebody were to pick on you or be mean to you, your mama gets protective and kind of fierce. Nobody messes with her baby. His mama is strong and will beat you up if you bother him. Keep that in mind, everybody. So these are a lot of wonderful things that our moms do for us. And this is just the tip of the iceberg, right? There are so many things that our moms do for us. Gave birth to us, but even after they give birth to us, they love us and care for us and comfort us and protect us in so many ways. And so Jesus, in today's gospel lesson, by comparing himself, by comparing God to a mother hen, is helping us with a word picture to think about all the ways that God cares for us and protects us and is fierce and comforting. All of the things that a mother does for us, God does for us as well. So I want you just to think about from time to time, God as both a mother and father, because there are times where I need the tender, loving care of a mama, and God offers that to me, but it helps for me to think about God as mother. And then there are times where maybe I need what kind of love I would typically get from a father, and God does that. But to expand our imaginations, to make our picture of God bigger, to include both a mother and a father, I hope that's helpful for you guys, because it's certainly been helpful for me. Yes. So
in the first reading, it was, you know how he cut the animal in half? Was that like did they really like think animal abuse was that bad back then? Or were they like, let's just go chop an animal today?
Whoa. You know, as Kim was reading that out loud, I wondered what you were hearing. Because that, to be honest, there are several things in each of the scriptures that were read today that are really hard things to read and to hear. And sometimes when I'm reading scripture, I think, oh my gosh, I can't believe this is in the Bible. They're chopping up animals and all kinds of things like this. And the simplest answer I can give, and even at that, it's not simple. Back in the time of the Old Testament, in that culture, in that era, in that culture, they did animal sacrifices where they believed that if God was angry or God was upset, that if they sacrificed an animal, that it would make God less angry or less upset. And so as part of that culture, what they were trying to do was to make God a little bit happier with them. But it really doesn't make sense in our culture, does it? Ooh, Calvin says the Bible is really, really dark. It is dark, and it's very hard to read in some places. I will completely agree with you. I do know what you mean by that, yes. Yes. There is no way to hide it. There are some really hard and really complicated things in Scripture. But here's the cool thing about Scripture, that even in the midst of really hard things and really complicated things, God still somehow shows up in the midst of it, and we are still able to see that God loves us and cares for us. And even in the imperfectness of the world and the hard things of Scripture, God loves us, and God wants to gather all of the people of the world under God's wings and protect them and care for them. Yes, it is very hard. Yes, I agree with you. Well, on that note, should we pray? Yeah. Well, I tell you what, do you want to repeat after me, or do you just want me to pray? How about I pray this time? Okay. God, we give you thanks for this day. We give you thanks for your church all over the world, and we give you thanks for our church here at Holly Grove Lutheran Church. We give you thanks that your word comes to us just like you come to us, in the messiness, in the hard places of life. God, we thank you that you love us not just like a father, but like a mother, that you long to gather all of the world into your warm embrace, to gather them in under your wings like your brood. May we all be reminded that you call to us and that you invite us to come find shelter in you. And God, we confess that sometimes we struggle with the things that we read in Scripture. Not only do some of the things not make sense, but some of the things that we read are really unsettling. They make us angry, they make us upset, and sometimes we feel a little bit horrified at what we read. But God, help us to see that in the midst of the complicatedness of your word, that you still come to us. Help us to read words of love and hope and comfort and promise in your word. Help us to meet you there. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for coming up and for listening and for all of your good questions.